The slash-and-burn tactics of modern politics did not start with President Donald Trump or even Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. They reach back to what was once a lonely backbencher in the House of Representatives by the name of Newt Gingrich. Author Julian Zelizer has taken a closer look at the origins of this new world in his book, Burning Down the House, Newt Gingrich, the Fall of a Speaker, and the Rise of the New Republican Party. In part one, we begin our discussion with the modern practitioners.
Yeah, I think both have elements of the kind of partisanship Gingrich really pioneered. Senator McConnell has shown repeatedly his willingness to use basic procedures and institutions on Capitol Hill and to exploit them for partisan advantage, most famously when he refused to even hold meetings for a Supreme Court nomination under President Obama, or the times he uses the federal budget, which should be just a common procedure as a way to achieve his goals. And President Trump does the same primarily through his rhetoric. He's very invested in a kind of partisanship that villainizes his opponents and almost criminalizes them, which really comes out of a Gingrich playbook back from the 1980s.
So describe that playbook and how it contrasts with what the Republican Party at that moment was, which was, of course, the minority leader, Bob Michael, and this sort of go-along to get-along. Gingrich said, in order to get the majority, we got to be tougher.
Exactly. Don't get along. And he argued that partisanship had to be the primary concern whenever elected officials were making decisions about what to say and what to do. And his version of partisanship didn't include the restraints that come from also being concerned about governing and governing being functional. And he was willing to do things from in the 1980s, the way he launched very blistering attacks about Democratic opponents and even senior Republicans, just creating a caricature that smeared them in the public eye, to using key elements of government like the ethics rules as partisan bludgeons. And he was really a tear down the system kind of partisanship that he introduced, then became a leader using those methods.
Describe for me or give me a portrait of Speaker Jim Wright, because he seems to be rather genteel, part of the sort of old politics of an era past, and Gingrich seems to be someone who takes advantage, particularly of the new tools at his disposal.
That's right. He was an old school Democrat from Texas. He had been majority leader, and then when Tip O'Neill retires as Speaker, he becomes the Speaker. He's not very comfortable in the modern media. He doesn't like or understand the kind of partisan wars that Gingrich is conducting. He very much thinks that what Gingrich is doing will eventually go away. He calls him a gadfly all the time. And he himself wasn't always cognizant of the ways he did things, how they might look in the media, or how they might be used against him. And so when he's attacked for ethical wrongdoing, he will constantly provide journalists with long technical documents about how he had never violated an ethics law or broken any law, whereas Gingrich would go on television and just keep saying, this is the most corrupt speaker in American history. And Wright didn't understand why Gingrich's tactics made so much more sense in the modern era of cable television and investigative journalism.
In our next segment, we talk about the future of American politics. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.